is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
I have a kind of a deja vu feeling about our next conversation, but the National Public Health Emergency Team will give advice to the government later on today if pubs that don't serve food should be allowed to open as planned next Monday, the 10th of August. And for the pub trade, it's deja vu as well. Originally, the pubs in Ireland were meant to open under phase 5 of the reopening plan on the 10th of August. And then the government said, hey, everybody, we're doing really, really well with COVID-19, so the pubs can open on the 20th of July. And then they said, oh, no, sorry about that. It'll have to be the 10th of August again. So I genuinely feel sorry for pubs. So pubs that have a restaurant licence or that serve food have been open for 5 weeks now. However, wet pubs, they're the ones that don't serve food, only sell alcohol, have been closed since the middle of March and have been under orders to stay shut until at least next Monday. But now there is a bit of doubt. Many publicans and pub owners are experiencing severe financial difficulties, and some say they will never be able to open their doors again if next Monday's reopening date is pushed back even further. Any pub that is allowed to reopen will have to meet all of the COVID safety guidelines that we've kind of become used to over the last couple of weeks. If you've gone to any pub that serves food, it's all sitting at tables and table service and all of that. A limit on the amount of people they're allowed to have in. Most pubs have a sign on the door saying, you know, maximum 35 people or whatever the case may be. So with all that in mind, if you were at that meeting today, what would you be saying? As you've seen over the last couple of weeks, there has been an increase in COVID-19 cases, with an average of 40 plus cases every day, with one spike of 85 cases last week. Certainly a lot more than the average 10 cases we were having every day a couple of weeks back. So if you were at that NPHET meeting today, would you be saying the pubs should reopen on Monday? I would love to hear from you on this on 6797981. You can text, you can WhatsApp, or you can send us a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 989898. Some people are arguing that allowing the rest of the pubs to open might lessen the amount of house parties that people are having. I've heard all sorts of stories of house parties with 40 and 50 and 60 people at them over the weekend. Obviously, with nobody there to tell you what to do, there's very little social distancing and all of that. So I'd like to hear from you on 6797981, or send us a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 989898. I'm joined on the line now by Donal O'Keefe, who's the CEO of the Licensed Vintners Association, and they're the body that represent all of the pubs here in Dublin. Donal, good morning and welcome back to the programme. And it feels like deja vu. Here we go again.
Yes, indeed. It's Groundhog Day. For the second time in 3 weeks, we have a huge level of uncertainty about whether the Cabinet are going to allow pubs to reopen or not. It really is an unacceptable situation at this stage, that 6 days away from the rescheduled reopening of pubs on the 10th of August, that we still have no clarity. It's deeply unfair on those publicans, their families and their staff.
There obviously is some growing concern that pubs may not be allowed to reopen next week because of the increase in cases of COVID-19 here in Ireland. Is that not a realistic concern?
Of course it's a concern, but I suppose it's important to point out that the 3,500 pubs that are closed across Ireland today have made no contribution to that growing infection rate. These businesses have been closed for 141 days at this stage. We see most of the wider hospitality sector, pubs that serve food, restaurants and hotels open and trading, have been since the 29th of June. We see a very high level of compliance with the public health guidelines by those businesses. And we believe that the wet pubs, the pubs that only sell alcohol, should now be allowed to open, face the same restrictions, face the same public health guidelines, and comply with those guidelines, but critically, have the opportunity to trade.
Is there not a risk, though, as we see growing cases here in Ireland, that if we reopen the rest of the pubs, that growth might get larger?
Well, we're not talking about opening pubs as normal. We're talking about very severe restrictions, public health guidelines. Obviously, pubs will have hand sanitization available on entry and exit and throughout the pub, contact tracing details to be taken, social distance spacing between tables, between groups of people to be maintained. It is not a normal trading environment for pubs, nor do we expect it to be. We're simply saying, give us public health guidelines for wet pubs and give us the opportunity to trade and comply with those guidelines.
One of the suggestions is that one way to reopen pubs is to restrict opening hours and stop pubs opening after, I don't know, 11:30 at night. No late bar extensions, no nightclubs. Would you be in favour of that?
Well, we simply want the opportunity to trade. We think regular trading hours should apply to us. We understand that nightclubs, their business model is completely upended by COVID. We've seen that experience internationally as well. But for traditional bars, with social restrictions in place, we think regular trading hours should apply to 11:30.
Okay, so should we have a restriction on late licences?
Well, I think that's there by definition. And as I say, it's very hard to see how any late bar or nightclub can trade. Featured music, alcohol, dance floors simply will not be able to comply with social distancing restrictions. So it's very hard to see how nightclubs and late bars can trade normally in the short term.
Okay, now, with regard to your members, and you represent the publicans of Dublin, about a third of whom still remain to reopen, so they are the one-third of pubs in Dublin that will be so-called wet pubs. You believe that most of your members who would trade as wet pubs, which is an expression we've come to know over the last couple of weeks, will they be ready to open next Monday if they were to be given the go-ahead?
Well, much would depend on the detail of the guidelines. I mean, it is.
But we all kind of know the guidelines. We've all been in a pub that serves food.
Yeah, so those kind of guidelines are manageable for us in terms of table service, in terms of social distancing, in terms of contact tracing. And if we get a green light from Cabinet today, we will be ready to open next Monday.
Okay, now, if that green light isn't given by Cabinet today, and if the wet pubs aren't allowed to reopen next Monday, what do you want to see the government do to support the sector, or will it be too late to provide any support to the sector?
Well, we think it's really important that clarity is brought to bear now. It is not acceptable, it is not fair that every 3 weeks we're faced with this huge level of uncertainty, will they, won't they open the pubs. So we were asking the government today for a positive decision to open the trade, and in a scenario where they don't, that they make an announcement about the level of support they will provide to those businesses that are closed. Pubs have been closed now for 141 days, 40% of the year. No business can survive that level of closure without any income. Costs are still mounting up. The publican's personal family commitments are mounting up. Their staff's commitments are mounting up. And it's just grossly unfair that our sector should remain closed as long as it has and still have uncertainty. So what we're saying to the government is, if they postpone the decision to postpone reopening of pubs, that a substantial, meaningful compensation packet is put in place. They are being closed by government direction. These pubs are being closed through no fault of their own. So if the government required them to stay closed, they need to provide meaningful support.
We've seen a couple of examples, not too much it has to be said, of pubs not playing by the rules, the ones that are open already. Is there a risk that if we reopen the rest of the pubs that we could see issues of no social distancing in venues, which is, let's remember, what shut down the pubs in the first place?
Well, what we are saying is that the full force of the law should be brought to bear on any business that doesn't comply with social distancing. We've seen an extraordinary high level of compliance by those businesses that are already open. You know, compliance rates in excess of 99%. And for those that don't, then they should be dealt with by the Gardaí and by the authorities. We believe the vast, vast majority of publicans and the vast, vast majority of their customers will comply with the guidelines. Everybody understands how serious COVID is at this stage. And accordingly, they should be given the opportunity to open.
There's been talk about how shops don't necessarily want to police the wearing of face masks, and some have refused to do so. They're asking people, but if they don't comply, then they don't enforce it. Are pubs prepared to enforce social distancing guidelines in the same way?
I think absolutely. We've seen that compliance by the 3,500 pubs that are already open. We know we have 3,500 pubs right across Ireland who serve food, opened on the 29th of June. They're open for 4 or 5 weeks at this stage. They have proved that they're able to manage the restrictions. Their customers have proved that they're willing to work with the restrictions. And we've no doubt that that would also be the case by the wet pubs if they're allowed to open next Monday.
Finally, Donal, the Cabinet are meeting today where they're due to make decisions around this whole issue. How are you feeling? Are you feeling nervous?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a ferociously uncertain time for the pub trade. This is the second time now in 3 weeks where we're sitting here hours before a cabinet meeting with no clarity about whether our businesses will be allowed to reopen or not. It's simply unfair, and we are really hoping for a positive decision this afternoon to reduce this uncertainty and to give our members opportunities to start to rebuild their business.
Well, we'll wait with interest to see exactly what is announced by government today. Donal O'Keefe, Chief Executive with the Licensed Vintners Association, representing Dublin Pubs. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us.
Thank you.
And I'd like to hear from you on 6797981. You can also send us a WhatsApp voice note like Jeanette just did to 0877 98 98 98.
Reopening the wet pubs isn't going to change the party situation, because a lot of parties are teenagers having parties. So, I mean, they're not allowed in pubs to have drinks. So, like, what do you do then?
Yeah, well, she has a point, because, as you know, over the weekend there were a couple of examples, certainly that made it into the media, of parties being held. One down in Kilkee in County Clare, where a group of teenagers just ran amok, they did. And then there was the other example here in Dublin of a massive teen party in Santry over the weekend. Gardaí forced to break up a massive party of 200 teenagers drinking in North Dublin. They confiscated a load of drink off them. In fact, a photograph of the drink that they confiscated was published over the weekend, and they confiscated a fair bit. So the pubs being open isn't going to stop that. Is there any advantage to reopening the pubs next week? I'd like to hear from you on 6797981. Now, let me go to Tom. Tom, you're the proprietor, would that be the right word, of the corner house in Eden Derry in County Offaly.
That's right, Adrian, yeah. It's good speaking to you, been on the show. Yes, both myself and my wife, we are the leases of the corner house in Eden Derry. Hmm. So, as you could imagine, with four kids, it's definitely not easy, and particularly now, and you're sitting on the breadline of whether you were opening or not. Just listening to your poll, I would ask people to just think, if you have a family member or you know of someone that has, in our position, both of our livelihoods have been just cut from underneath us, and have been for the last 5 months. And we've four kids, one going into secondary school, the other two going to primary school, and the little one going to preschool. So, like, to try and get them ready for that is it's nearly next to impossible now at this stage if we don't open on Monday.
So, for you, what will it mean if you are not allowed to open next Monday?
To be honest with you, we have to sit down this evening and discuss whether we can open or not, whether we just have to go and try and look elsewhere for jobs. At the start of this, when things started opening back up, I did get a job in construction to try and bring in that extra few pound to the family home. But I had to stop 2 weeks beforehand to get the pub ready for opening on the 20th of July. And I'm afraid to go back, because if I go back, it probably means I'll be going back for good.
And that's the reality of this. If you don't open next Monday, you're looking at never opening again.
Well, you have to ask yourself the question: do you or do you not? Because we can't go on much longer. Like, the kids are going back to school in September. We have a uniform, God, let alone a lunchbox or school bag. So, like, these things have to be got, and, like, there's a lot of money gone into the pub to try and get it reopened. So,
how much money have you spent?
We've spent, give or take, 15,000-16,000.
Oh, right. On what?
To try and... We've done up our bathrooms at the beginning of lockdown. We the first 2 weeks we done up the bathrooms and upgraded them in the pub and upgraded paint and this, that. But the 2 weeks beforehand, we spent €2,000 on sanitizer, screens, different signs and trying to make it safe for the public to come in.
And this is what this all comes down to at the end of this conversation, Tom. There is a lot of concern that pubs, by their very nature, don't enable social distancing. Now, can you, with certainty, reopen next Monday and ensure social distancing? And I'll give you an example of exactly what I'm talking about.
Yep.
I was in a place on Saturday, and I met a guy that I haven't seen in a long time. And just human nature, he came over and gave me a big bear hug and whatever. And I had to push him away and say, oh, please, Jesus, will you keep your distance? But I saw that happening a lot. How can you guarantee that that's not going to happen?
Well, like, that's where people have to... Like, we can't guarantee that's not going to happen, but that's where people have to take it into their own initiative. And like yourself, ask a person, please respect my space.
Which I did, and that was fine. And even his mate said, "Jeez, will you get away from him?" But the point I'm making is, it was a guy who'd had a couple of beers and whatever, was in a great mood. And, you know, when the drink kicks in, people let their guard down.
Yes, of course, yeah. That's the thing. But like, then it is up to the public. And then, like, you can refuse the drink under, like, you can say that, well, listen, you have enough now, and for fair in the health and safety of everyone else, both staff and customers, I think you have enough. I think it's time for you to leave. And that's
okay. But would you ask somebody to leave, or do you envisage yourself being the COVID police and asking somebody to leave if you see them not socially distancing?
Well, you have to. Yes, you have to. You have to protect your staff. You have to protect your customers. So. You have to stand up to the mark. Like, if people aren't going to respect the guidelines, then you have to enforce them. And that's unfortunately, that's the way we have to live. Like, in all aspects.
Okay, so you believe in your heart and soul that you can not only reopen next Monday, you can reopen safely, and that your bar and the reopening of your bar would not in any way contribute to an increasing the spread of COVID-19. Because that's what this is all about.
We would, on all publicans has the same approach. Like, we are going to do our best, the same as walking onto a building site or walking into a shop. We are going to do our best to try and keep the public health and safety and our staff health and safety as best we can. We have the hand sanitizer in place. We have the disinfectant. Like, we're even going to the rounds of spraying the outside of the pub so that you can't, you're hopefully not going to carry it in on your shoes. That we spray it with disinfectant outside, and when people's walking on the footpath and walking in, that they are hopefully being disinfected. So, like, we're going to huge measures of trying to keep this at bay. We are working with the public health guidelines as much as possible. We don't want to open up and throw a big party. That's not what it's about. But we have seen the cases already rising, and to us, that is down to the increase of house parties. The age has gone from up to between 70 and 80 down to 30 and 40. So, like, you are appealing to that age group to try and, if they want to go for drinks safely.
Okay, and I know you can argue, and I know Donal O'Keefe argued a while ago that the case numbers have gone up, and it's absolutely nothing to do with you because you haven't been open, so they can't point the finger of blame. The worry is, though, that that case load might increase even further if pubs are allowed to open. You don't believe that?
Well, I don't, Adrian, because, like, to be fair, the pubs that are open, and we say that aren't complying with the health and safety rules as at the minute. Like, they shouldn't be as busy because people will have other places to go. So, like, you shouldn't have that big crowd. I can't imagine people wanting to book a table for a Saturday night with no music, no jukebox, no pool table, no cards. Like, these are the livelihoods that happen in a pub. Mm. So if you're just going to a pub to sit down with your wife or two of your friends, like, you're going and you can do the very same thing at home, which I think a lot of people may stay at home. But at the same time, it's given us to get.
But you want to be given a fighting chance.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, but let's just play this WhatsApp voice message that just came in from Jay.
This is probably going to be a bit unpopular, but I don't think the pubs should be allowed to reopen. I'm starting to think that the pubs shouldn't be allowed to reopen until a vaccine is found. But I do think if that's the case, the government need to step in and give substantial support to publicans, and to even help publicans to maybe serve food on the premises. That's the way I feel at the moment, that there might have to be a vaccine before the pubs can reopen.
You see, this, if you're to wait for a vaccine, then you've no hope at all, Tom.
Well, no, definitely not.
And this idea of, you know, you should be helped to serve food, I fail to see how that makes a difference. I genuinely do.
In fairness, we have thought about it. We do have a small kitchen, and we have thought about it. Adrian, but like, we're going down the route, then you need a chef.
I totally get it. And I fail to see how serving food makes a pub safer. It doesn't. But stay there for 1 second, Tom. I want to bring in Deirdre, who's the owner of the Two Sisters pub here in Dublin. Open since the 29th of June, Deirdre. You're a former head of the LVA, as well. What did you want to say on this? You're reopened. How has it been, firstly?
Hi, Adrian. Well, first of all, my heart is in my mouth listening to Tom, and I understand the concerns that he has. And all of us have kids going back to school, and bar staff who have kids going back to school. We opened the week of the 29th, and we did invest significantly in getting the premises back open. We had guidelines which were issued to us, but you had to adapt those guidelines to your premises. Mm. And our first priority was the safety of our customers and our staff, predominantly, so that our staff would feel safe to come back to work. We have been busy around food.
Can I ask you, Deirdre, just because anecdotally, I know of a number of places that reopened on the 29th, and to my eye, it seems that they're actually busier than they normally would be, and that possibly is down to the fact that the other pubs aren't open. Would that be the case?
Of course, it contributes. I mean, it's not a level playing field at the moment either, but you have to understand that people, on the whole, want to go out. Ladies who have been mothers and women who've been cooking throughout months of lockdown are enjoying getting out, meeting friends and having a meal handed up to them as well as a glass of wine. Mm. Kids are enjoying being out and a little bit of freedom. You know, we've invested in the outdoor area as well as the indoor area. So
anecdotally, I've seen a number of premises doing. I've seen places with much more benches outside than they ever had before, which is all great. But you obviously believe that the rest of the pubs, the so-called wet pubs, should be allowed to reopen.
I absolutely do. I said this yesterday and over the weekend as well, that we have been told that we have to live with this virus. If that's the case, well then, every measure should be put in place to allow businesses to do business, to allow people to get back and earn a few quid.
What about the argument, Deirdre, that when it comes to drink, Irish people just can't be trusted? And unfortunately...
Do you know what, Adrian? We are one of the most regulated industries in this country. We have been running pubs for years. People will go...
In this sort of environment of asking people to stay away from each other.
And this is what we've had to do. I'm not saying it's been easy for the last 4 weeks. It hasn't been easy. We have more staff on than ever. We have had to police the premises. We've had to say to people, you can't stand in the walkway. Will you move on there? You have to sit at your table. That's what we have to do.
How are people generally taking that?
Generally, people are saying, right, of course, yes, absolutely.
Right, okay. You obviously have a lot of contact with other Republicans, and as you said, it's not been a level playing field for the ones that don't serve food. This is desperately unfair to them, isn't it?
It is tremendously unfair. I mean, if you look across, and it's, do you know what? There's been a lot of stone throwing, and there's a lot of mention of rural versus urban. We are all in this together. We've all worked in this trade for a long time. We all know how to run our premises, and we need to be entrusted to do that. And, you know, the lack of clarity that we've received and the last minute decisions that have been made are wholly unfair and biased against our industry.
Is it a case, though, that the government is damned if they do and damned if they don't, and they have to make the decisions in line with today's public health advice? And unfortunately, over recent weeks, we have seen a fairly significant increase in the daily cases of COVID-19. That's a fact. And
there's a number of unknowns, and this is, I think, what's causing the problem everywhere, all around the world. We don't know the answers to a lot of questions. What is the infection rate? Can I, hand on heart, tell you that somebody will not get COVID in my pub or another pub? I can't, but the government can't either. Do you know, we invested significantly in air disinfection units that don't emit any chemicals, so that we could ensure that our customers, old, young, families and staff, we could come into our premises and feel safe. Because if you kill what's in the air, there's less on the tables, and if you're cleaning the tables and doing hand and surface hygiene. I'm doing my best here. We're doing our best, but we don't know all the answers. We can only do our best, and I believe that's what the government are trying to do.
And but do you believe, Deirdre, do you believe, one of the questions that I asked Tom a while ago is does he believe, hand on heart, that he could open safely next week? Do you believe that the places that have already opened, including yourself, are doing it right?
I think we are. I absolutely think we are. We were given guidelines, and in the same way as the schools have been given guidelines, how you adopt those guidelines then to your premises, to your business, to your school, is essentially up to you. So they're entrusting us with that part, you know, and we are doing our very best.
Have you had many visits from the guards?
Many. We've had pretty much daily visits from the guards, let me tell you.
Okay.
We've had the EHO in, so we close the doors when our last orders go in for food in the evening. I don't understand what more we could do. And you know what? If there's something more we can do and the government come out and give us more guidelines today, or give the wet pubs more guidelines, I'm sure people will follow it. We're looking for advice. We're looking for direction. But at the end of the day, we have to, you know, take those guidelines and make them work for our own premises, our own customers and our own staff.
Okay, let me ask both of you. And in fact, Tom, I'll put this question to you first. What is your feeling on opening hours and whether or not there should be a differential between an ordinary pub like your own? I assume you don't operate late nights, late licenses, do you? Or do you?
No, I don't know. I don't operate.
Okay. Do you think that perhaps there should be a differential in terms of late licenses going forward, for the time being anyway, and not allow late licenses, which all have to be court applied anyway?
Well, normally, late licenses, Adrian, back when everything was okay, depended on music, and it was all surrounded by music, because some of these places you may have to pay into, so as far as we can see from the guidelines that they're proposing, is that music is gone. So your late license, as far as I can see, is gone. It's not going to appeal to anyone to sit in a place until 2 o'clock in the morning with just talking. To be fair, because you won't have that crowd, that late night licensed crowd, I would say the younger generation. I can't see music coming back for a long, long time, and our discos and our late bars, unfortunately, I don't think can function for a while.
And what about yourself, Deirdre? What are your thoughts on that? Because at this moment, and it's something that came up on this show a couple of weeks ago, that technically speaking, we actually don't have anything called a nightclub in Ireland. They're just bars with a late licence, and all of those licences have to be applied for in the courts. Is there a case to be made for restricting opening hours and the courts not granting any late licences for the time being?
I think we have to look at the big picture. If you look at cities and towns all over the country, if there isn't public transport to get people in and out of town, then the numbers that are going to travel in are going to be reduced. I think the ability to pay for a late licence is going to be difficult for most. I mean, it's hard enough to open your doors, and it's a significant investment to do so without having to pay for a late licence as well. I believe we should be allowed to operate at the normal opening hours.
And then we'll deal with the licences further down the road.
further down the road. We don't operate under a late license, but I don't understand, you know, many places aren't going to be able to pay, what is it, €400 maybe to get a late license. How are you going to do that if there's nobody there?
Yeah, no, but I'm thinking of some of the bigger places in Dublin City which may be able to afford it. The worry is that late licences lead to music, lead to people...
Yeah, and I think as Donal said there, if you can't, you have to operate social distancing in your premises, well then that's going to be very difficult.
Mm. All right, look, I wish you both well. And Tom, to hear you describe how... If you don't open next Monday, you don't even know how you're going to put a uniform on your kid's back is very worrying. And my heart genuinely goes out to you because I can't imagine living with that day-to-day uncertainty. And I'll keep my fingers crossed that firstly you'll be able to open and that with the amount of money that you've invested in making your place safe, that that will be taken into account for you.
Thanks very much, Adrian.
Good to talk to you, Tom.
All we're looking for is a chance, so thank you.
All right, the Corner House in Eden Derry in County Offaly, if and when it does get to reopen, pop in for a pint. Tom, thanks very much indeed. And the Two Sisters pub here in town, pop in there for a pint as well. You have to have pop in for a bite to eat. Actually, just on that, Deirdre, I assume you enforce the bite to eat thing, yeah?
Well, we always pride ourselves in doing very good food. You know, it's very difficult to feed full premises of people all who want to eat at 8 o'clock. But yes, we do.
Yeah, because I was in a place on Saturday and I walked in, asked for a pint, and they immediately said, well, you'd have to order food. And by the time I ordered my second pint, they were insisting on us buying food. So it is being done in most places. From what
on the whole, people are trying to do their best, you know.
Yeah.
And customers and everybody else have to respect that too.
All right, Deirdre, thanks very much indeed. Brenda, you're on 98FM. Hiya, Brenda.
Hiya, how are you?
Good, thank you, Brenda. Do you believe that the pubs should be, the remaining pubs should be allowed to reopen next Monday?
I think they should, but I more so think of it as for the staff.
Yeah.
I'm 24, so a lot of people my age are students that are working in bars on the weekend or they're bartenders. And I have an awful lot of friends that have, they were the first ones out of work and they're still not back into work. And half of them are driven to work because I think a lot of people know, we all know a good bartender that's based their entire career on being trained as a good and skilled bartender. And a lot of them haven't been brought back to work because a lot of the pubs aren't open.
And I know of a number of bar staff who are still on the COVID payment. Yes, it's great that they're still getting that and all of that, but they want to be back to work. And they feel they have a right to be back to work at this stage. Is there a worry, though, Brenda, because we have seen in other parts of the world that have reopened that pubs and bars and all of everything that goes with them means that a lot of places have been responsible for a spread of this disease?
I think that you can catch COVID if you go into Aldi, you can catch COVID if you go into a chemist, you can catch COVID for sitting on the bus. I think it's down to people themselves to keep them safe, which is something that's been pushed on us since the beginning. Between masks, hand sanitizer, you remember the first few days of COVID when we ran out of masks and hand sanitizer, gloves and everything like that. People have been, it's up to the people themselves. Like, obviously there are regulations for the pubs to keep themselves safe, and they can do what they can for their staff and their punters, but it's also really, really down to the people. Like, I've been in one pub.
I know, but as we said, you know, the majority of us are fairly good at this whole social distancing thing at this stage. But there are some idiots, especially when they have drink on them, that don't know how to behave themselves or forget.
Oh yeah, that's 100%. That's 100% true. And I think that's just something that we have to trust in the staff in a pub, that they can call someone out on that, that they can put someone in their place when it comes to that. Like, when I was in a pub, I was in Sivers in town. It was the first pub I went to in months. And they were very good. Whenever there was anybody standing in the walkway or standing too close to somebody that wasn't in, like, their said group or weren't social distancing, the staff were straight on. I mean, it's our social distancing area that today.
Yeah. All right, stay there for a second. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note from Cindy, who says it will be a disaster if they open
up. Adrian, if they open the pubs, it'll just be a disaster because they'd be all busy behind the bar. They're not going to employ extra staff because they won't be able to afford it to man the floor. Men get a few drinks on them. They're patting one another on the back. Best buddies, all of that crap. And men are never good at washing their hands going in and out the toilets. It is not going to work. It's going to add to the problem big time.
By total contrast, though, Baz says, let them open up.
Adrian, I think even if they do open up the pubs, the wet pubs, as they call them, they're still going to have the same problem because they're only going to be there until 11 o'clock. Go a few drinks on them, back to a house party. Same difference. Not going to change that at all, so let them open.
All right, let them open, says Baz. Let me go to Eileen. You're on 98FM. Hi, Eileen.
How are you?
Good, thank you. Eileen, do you think we need to let the pubs reopen next Monday?
I think they should, really, because, you know what, people are still drinking anyway. They're still having house parties, they're still drinking in company. They, like, I don't see the difference in having going to a pub and having something to eat and having a pint. Just open and let people just have their few drinks. You can, like, separate people. I know people are saying, like, you know, they go to the toilet, coming out, pat people on the back. We went out the other day, and we went to go near the bar. A bartender, like a waitress, came to you, took your order at the table, and you were given the 105 minutes, which is obviously the time for to order your food and that.
And did did they stick by that, Eileen?
Well, we were put on a table. Now we left before we were even asked to leave. But when we went,
do you think you were going to be asked to leave?
They did ask people to leave. Because I tell you why, I felt sorry for the girl. She had asked somebody to leave. They wanted more another drink, and they said, well, you'd have to order food, but you can't still have to go and come back and book in again. And she was getting ratty with the girl, and I did say to the girl, it's unfair on you having to put up with that crap. Like, you know, people, they're going to...
The reason I ask is because I have been in a number of places since they reopened 5 weeks ago, and not once have I been asked to leave. Not once.
Well, no, people have been asked to leave. And even when we went out, because we went out to the smoking area then, just because it got too hot in the place, so we went out. And when the staff came out and I said, well, is it time for Scotia? No, we'll tell you 15 minutes beforehand.
Oh,
yeah, nice. But what I was saying, when we went in, I'm not going to name the place that we went to, but when we went in, we were seated right beside another couple. There was no 2 metre distance. Like, we were literally hands away from them, like...
Mm.
And that's what I was just
And is that because of the way their tables were spaced?
Yeah, the tables weren't spaced apart. Like, we're just literally on top of each other. We were. And we did ask, could we move? Out to the window, and he just told us no. That was for bigger parties coming in.
Yeah, like I said, in terms of the way they're doing it, with in most places that I've been in, you sit at your table, the drink is brought over to your table, the food is brought over to your table. In most places, I've seen them doing that and doing it fairly well. But on no occasion, in any place I've been in, have I been asked to leave after 105 minutes.
Now, in some,
I didn't even stay the 105 minutes, but in others, I wasn't asked to leave.
Well, this was great the way they did it. Like, they did, like, we had a friend of ours, and she came over, and he came over and said, sorry, you can't talk, like, you'll have to stay away from each other. Like, that was fine. The only part that we didn't like was when we ordered our food. I ordered 2 starters and a main course, and the whole lot was brought out together. So we were on a tiny little roundy table, and we're trying to, my friend had the starter and the main course.
Yeah,
I know. So it was tiny. So you're trying to eat your dinner before your start.
And there's other things that they're doing that I'm not mad about either. The sachets of salt and all that. I'm just not into that. But anyway, it is what it is, as they say.
Yeah, well...
Okay, so you would be in favour of them being allowed to reopen next Monday,
I don't think an awful lot of people are going to go back to pubs.
Yeah, I know. I do think that myself. I was only having this conversation with somebody yesterday. I think that a lot of people just aren't going to be arsed, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't think so. I couldn't be arsed myself. We bothered going back. We have a few drinks. Even with all the women. So there's all age groups. Like, there's one woman is 72, one woman is, another lady 65. And we sit around the table in the court. We have a few drinks. We all make a bit of food. We have our food. And it's just lovely. It's lovely having talks. They're talking about old times and just having a great bit of crack. Like, and as an entrepreneur, pub, you can sit there, you know, in your slippers if you wanted. You know, just have your few drinks and just have the laugh.
But do you think that's gone? That sort of.
I think the same now. I don't think it'll ever be the same. To be honest with you.
All right, Eileen. But anyway, you are in favour of them reopening. Let me give you the results of our poll. And it's quite interesting because a couple of weeks ago, when we had a very similar conversation, we asked you, should the pubs be allowed to reopen? And from memory, the majority of you a couple of weeks ago said no, they shouldn't. That has changed. because in our poll today, 57% of you said that the remaining wet pubs should be allowed to open. 57% saying yes, 43% of you saying no. So that's still a very significant minority, but the majority of you saying yes, the pubs should be allowed to reopen on Monday. So there you go. That's definitely a change in public opinion. And I'm sure the publicans would be delighted to hear that. Neil, you're on 98FM. How are you, Neil?
Not too bad. How are you doing?
Neil, you're in favour of keeping them closed.
Unfortunately. This is kind of why we can't have nice things. You see the cases spiking and they're, you know, some of them are explainable, some of them are just we can't follow guidelines. And I know everyone loves a pint, you know, myself, yourself, I'm sure. But it's all about keeping everyone as healthy as possible for as long as possible. You know, while we're sitting here, we've no vaccine, we've no all this. And, you know, there's scaremongers all over the place. But the fact is, the cases are going up and we need to protect ourselves. We need to protect each other. That's what it all comes down to. We can have a pint in a year. You know, I know, but
unfortunately, you know, yes, we are living alongside this virus. Yes, we've had an increase in cases, but our economy also has to function. And I genuinely feel so sorry for the publicans that have been shut. They were the first businesses to shut down and the last to reopen. And, you know, when you hear that guy there, he can't even put, he doesn't know if he'll be able to put a uniform on his kids back next week because he's just, he's no money.
Oh, no, absolutely. And I don't want to sound flippant or whatever that word is. It's very early in the day, not enough coffee. But I don't, you know, it's not a slight on the hardworking publicans and all these people. But at the end of the day, any places where we congregate, okay, booze is the bit on top, the cherry on top, which kind of minimizes our good behavior. But, you know, anywhere we are congregated, whether it's pubs, whether it's the Aviva Stadium, Croke Park, all these places, we all want to go to the boozer. We all want to go watch a game. But the fact is, up to this point, we are not able to, and when you say we, I don't mean all of us, but a lot of people are not able to follow guidelines. And that's why cases are going up. The more cases we get, the more dangerous this thing is.
So because some people aren't able to follow guidelines, we need to punish the publicans for that. That just seems desperately unfair.
It is 100% unfair. I'm not saying it's fair or right or correct or whatever. All we're trying to do, I'm not the government, thankfully. All that we're trying to do is keep the cases down, and they're spiking. So if we were to introduce a boozer on Monday, or, you know, on Monday, that's going to double and triple.
But sorry, we did introduce or reintroduce boozers 5 weeks ago, and I have seen no story, bar one vague story from a pub in Galway, of any pub serving food contributing to any spike in COVID-19. None.
Absolutely. And somebody said that on your Facebook today, like, oh, it's okay if we can buy a sandwich. Like, it wasn't a good idea a few weeks ago, you know, and to me, it's not a good idea now. But it's you know, just because it hasn't happened doesn't mean it won't. We need to be more secure.
No, I agree with you that it may. And we've also been told that when the schools reopen, there are going to be cases of the virus in schools. But we have to take the chance because at this moment, it all seems like a bit of a joke at this stage. So, for example, I just got this message in from somebody who listens to us in Donegal. Here in Donegal, there's a chip van parked outside the back of the pub. You go in, you get a ticket for food and then get it from the van. If you don't get the food, you're still allowed to drink. And I know of loads of places who are doing similar or not enforcing the food thing or leaving menus on tables so that if the guards walk in, you're just about to order your food, all of that sort of stuff. It's a bit of a joke, really.
Oh, it is, 100%. And, for you know, I actually went out for my first trip to the pub with the family for a bit of lunch yesterday after a walk. And, you know, you had your 9-year-old minimum, you had your whatever. Everyone was spaced out. So there are a lot of people following the rules. And that's why when you say it's not fair on publicans, you're absolutely right. But then we've also got to navigate this. If the cases weren't going up, I think we would be more, we'd be ready to rock and roll in terms of opening pubs next week. But the problem is, while the deaths are still at zero, which is great, which is fantastic. We're not losing any family, friends, or anything like that. The cases are going up, which shows that we're incapable. I know people talk about government telling people what to do, but it's all guidelines to try and keep us safe. It doesn't matter the party's talking. It's about keeping us safe. And I think if we were able to navigate that a bit better, you know what I mean? If the cases didn't spike or didn't go up to, was it 50-something yesterday? I mean,
we did 85 last week, yeah. And
there you go. Like, yeah. If that didn't happen, we'd be able to, you know, we'd be allowed to take the stabilizers off and go for a pint. But the problem is, it hasn't happened. And
But what I'm saying, Neil, is that it is a bit of a joke, because the reality of it is, people are taking the stabilizers off, are going for a pint, in a lot of cases, yep, not even ordering food. So it's, yep, a bit of a joke as it stands. Do you know what I mean? You know, the argument being, how does having a roast beef dinner along with four pints make you any safer from COVID? It doesn't.
Oh, it doesn't at all. It makes no sense. And we've kind of got me trying to say, shut the boozers, and everyone and yourself, quite rightly, are going to say, well, they opened it, and just because you can have a Sambo doesn't mean you're not going to get COVID.
No,
you're
of course not.
Right.
No.
It was a silly idea back then, but I think we've got to kind of take care of ourselves, really, because now the further away we get from our initial lockdown, the messages from government are getting more and more confusing.
Yes, I agree. Absolutely.
And we need to take care of ourselves.
Okay, so sit on the pubs for now. Don't let them reopen. This message come in. Lads, I do feel sorry for them from a business point of view, but once they open, it will be absolutely mayhem. I work in a leisure hotel and it's an absolute nightmare. People don't care whatsoever. Guidelines are so hard to follow when the place is full out the door. And do you think people have any understanding? Absolutely not. It's an utter disgrace, the carry-on of some people, and abuse we are getting over following guidelines. This is a nightmare to the point I wish I was still out of work. Just one or two very quick calls. Rona, keep them closed, yeah?
Yeah, I think keep them closed, like, especially nightclubs, like, you know.
Well, you see, I do believe, Rona, that there is an argument to be made for not allowing any late bars, and late, yeah, bars includes nightclubs. So in other, yeah, words, the courts not give out any late bar extensions. So that'll deal with that one.
Yeah, so the late bars, and like I've seen in my own local, I know from driving by my own local that the people that are in there all day, you know, so people aren't even
Certainly the 105 minute thing isn't being enforced.
It's not being enforced,
And it's impossible for the guards to prove it anyway, even if they arrive.
Yeah, so I think they should be given some kind of a tab, you know, like there's some pubs that give you the little buzzer thing when your table's ready. I think people should be given those little buzzers and said, right, you're... time is up, off you go, and they shouldn't be allowed to stay in the pubs because it's...
But it's just not happening. It really isn't.
No. It's not fair in the pubs that are still shut, yes, that are losing out on all this money.
Absolutely.
Because their businesses are...
Okay, so you'd say keep them closed, but you particularly mean late bars and nightclubs.
Late bars and nightclubs, I definitely don't think should be left open.
All right, thank you, Rona. And one last call, and that is Michelle. You were in Galway and saw a load of places open.
Yeah, we were in Galway just for the bank holiday, and we booked ahead, you know, our meals. So,
yep,
the first place we booked was for 2 o'clock, grand. We got a big feed, got our pints, then after 105, they're like, there's your bill. We're like, that's grand.
And sorry, did they ask you to leave?
Yeah, no, they just gave us the bill. They go, that's it now. We're like, that's grand. And my dad's a publican, so I'd never rip the piss anyway. So, like, that's grand. Checked in our hotel, and the person in the hotel said, have you booked into the restaurant here? We're like, no. She goes, well, go in and get your pints and up to the room if you want. We're like, we're nowhere grand, thanks. Then we went for another meal. We had to leave because there was not one bit of social distancing. She thought we had a table of four. We're like, that was just us. She moved the table, I'd say 50 metres away from us.
Right.
And then put people there. And I said, I'm sorry, I'm not comfortable here. She goes, out you get, so. We're like,
oh, she said, out you get, so.
Out you get, yeah.
Really?
And that wasn't me giving tips. That was me trying to follow the guidelines.
Okay, so yeah, of course, yeah.
Then we went to our final place, which was 9 o'clock, and we were kind of fairly on it with the drinks. We weren't hungry, but literally, I wouldn't say this was a restaurant because it was a paper menu, and it had chicken wings, €9, spring rolls, €9. So we ordered chicken wings just between the two of us.
Yep.
And then as the waiter brought it out, he goes, oh, you can just put them in a doggy bag and like then bring them home with you. So then we were like, 105 minutes, you know, we're right there, whatever, third time. Do you want us to leave? He's like, well, you can settle the bill and then just cash for your next few drinks. And we were there for the night then.
Yep. And so I did the same in Waterford a couple of weeks ago, stayed in a place for the whole evening. Now it was socially distanced, so I was happy enough with the way it was set up. But the whole thing has become a bit of a joke, to be quite honest with you. All right, Michelle, are you in favour of the pubs being allowed to reopen next Monday?
Yeah, well, I thought my dad owned a little granddad pub, so for his sake.
Yep. Okay. All right, Michelle, thank you very much indeed. And 57% of you in our poll say you're in favour of the pubs opening next week. So we'll just have to wait and see what the recommendation from NPHET is, because it really, at this stage, in my opinion, it's either all or nothing. And it seems desperately unfair that just because you have a kitchen, you've been allowed to reopen, because a lot of them just aren't forcing the rules. Anyway, you're listening to 98FM's Dublin Talks.
98FM's Dublin Talks. Weekdays from 10 a.m.